This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, keeping America moving along, thanks so very much for what you're doing, especially the over-the-road truckers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, men and women out there behind the wheel. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also go to MeWe and Gab and Parler. We're over there. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America thirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things that are over there. Well, joining us right now, we have the fella that used to be in Cleveland but wishes he was there now, and now he's up outside Detroit. It's Ron Edwards. There you go. All right. Okay. Quiet down, folks. Sorry. Boom. They're back inside. Okay. Yeah, I thought I'd throw that in there because I know you'd rather be in Cleveland.
Yeah, than here. Absolutely. I'd rather be in Texas. Somewhere where it's more opened up and the economies are growing. Yeah.
And we're going to get into more about Whitmer because there's another story about her that popped up here last night. But are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. By the way, did you see the bill that passed in Texas requiring all sports teams, professional sports teams, high school, college, to play the national anthem at their games? Too bad, so sad, Mark Cuban.
Loved it. Loved it. And I wish that was nationwide. And guess what? If any of those football players or whatever, any athletes don't want to stand for the national anthem, you know what? You don't have to be on the teams. We don't have to come and watch you either. The heck with it.
That's still the rule with Jerry Jones, by the way.
Very, very proud of Texas for doing that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, sports and Americana, I mean, the two go hand in hand, in my opinion.
All right, we'll get started here. The White House avoided questions being asked yesterday about any possible penalties for China in their involvement in the Wuhan COVID-19 ongoing probe. And then just to add insult to injury, little Dr. Fauci was squirming yesterday when he got asked a bunch of questions again.
Well, Dr. Fauci needs to squirm because he's been going back and forth on the issues concerning this Corona China virus. First, it didn't come from first it came from a lab, then it didn't, then it did, and now it doesn't. You know, the guy can purposely lie. He's not stupid, but he's a purposeful misleader.
He's a liar,
and he needs to get into big heap of trouble.
Can I use the word? He's a liar.
Yeah.
All right,
absolutely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's totally dishonest, and I understand. Just my opinion. that, you know, the guy could have benefited financially from some of this stuff. I don't know, but it just seems like it. The guy covers up too much, and he's been in these positions for too long. He's been in the public eye, misleading people for a very, very long time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I got to go back to Michigan again because Michigan's going to be in the comments tonight for a little bit. A valedictorian at a high school in Michigan was told she could not include certain religious content in speech. Now, when I was talking with Denise Simon, she said that's been done for a long time. Well, it was never done in my era.
Well, you know, it didn't happen with us either, but I was growing up in another state, Ohio, so we never heard of such a thing growing up in Ohio, and even in more recent years, it doesn't happen in Ohio. This is just retarded. This is just the attitude of the student, Elizabeth Turner. She's fighting back, and I love that, because they told her not to include, and it was Christian-oriented comments. That's the thing. And it's Hillsdale High School principal Amy Goldsmith, who took issue with the portion of Turner's draft that mentioned her belief in Jesus Christ. These people are so offended by that name. It's a wonder they don't go into contortions and just, I don't know, keel over sometimes. Hmm. Look, if you have faith in Jesus Christ, and you're a valedictorian, and you feel that Jesus Christ helped you, what is wrong with mentioning that?
Well, just like Tim Tebow, when he gets back out on the football field, you don't think he's not going to take a knee again when he scores a touchdown or does something really good?
And that's 50% why,
sure.
The reason why he's catching flack for coming back into the NFL.
Yep.
Because a lot of those players are anti-Christian. And a lot of the people are, and so that's what a lot of that flack is about.
Well,
they didn't like the guy.
The big thing was, well, you didn't bring him back because Colin Kaepernick is black. You're white privilege.
You know what?
That's ignorant.
You know what?
That's ignorant.
No, it's evil. It's stupid.
Okay.
You know, it's two different issues, by the way.
Okay. By the way,
two different issues.
Colin Kaepernick is not going to put the people in the stands that Tim Tebow will in Jacksonville. I guarantee you that one.
And, Captain, to be honest with you, Kaepernick does not want to play football. It is a phony red herring issue with him.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Well, speaking of phony, we got to get into talking a little bit about your Governor Whitmer because she's in trouble. But we'll talk about that after the break because here comes the music, and that means we'll be back right after these messages from your local stations. Now, my breaks are 3 minutes long, okay? Not four, not five, not six, not seven, except for the top of the hour when it's 6 minutes. So I'll see you in about 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Both Republican gutless wonders and leftist Democrats are to blame for the current growing worldwide woes. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the blame for our nation's current slide into socialism can be laid square at the feet of Paul Ryan's best friend, Mike Pence, and Deputy Droopalong Mitch McConnell, who was also a Chinese concubine. Both Republicans refused to help expose the massive government corruption that opened the door to the current political, economic, and moral state of affairs that could end up reducing our one-time envy of the world to a second-tier nation, equaling the precipitous decline of Great Britain, which began in 1957, when she foolishly gave up her all-important Gibraltar Sea Gate and switched to horrendous socialist economic policies that crippled Great Britain until Margaret Thatcher restrained the destructive socialist madness during the 1980s. If only Republicans like Pence, Senator Graham, and most of Trump's cabinet had spent more time working with Trump instead of pretending to, while undermining him, we would most likely be enjoying more liberty, prosperity, and national stability right now. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
Alrighty, and that is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Moss Nissan. Now, I'm going to be up at Moss Nissan on Monday in Newport Richey. Of course, that's the one that's at the corner of 19 and 54, Newport Richey. Look for the great big, huge American flag up there. You can join me Monday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Moss-Nissan Memorial Day tailgate event. We're going to have Tailgate Pro Entertainment there. They'll be the hosts of games, including cornhole, tiki toss, giant Zynga, and yard pong, along with enjoying the games and races on the Tailgate Pro Entertainment site. You can also see the big screen TV, because we'll have some games going on of some sort on TV. We'll have a sports channel on. Plenty of free food, drinks, too. Look me up while you're at the event, because I'm going to have something to make your deal at Moss-Nissan a lot sweeter and save you more money. Remember, Tailgate Pro Entertainment for your next corporate or private tailgate party. And I'll see you this Monday, Memorial Day, 10 to 2, at Moss-Nissan, U.S. 19 and 54 in Newport, Richie. And don't forget, one of the deals they got going on up there right now at Moss-Nissan is you buy four tires and you only pay for three. You buy four tires and you only pay for three. Now, that's a pretty impressive deal in itself if you need tires, so that's something else to come up there for. All righty. The Captain's America Third Watch continues, rolls on with Ron Edwards. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
All right, now let's go back over here to something before we get to Governor Whitmer, and that is there's now strong evidence that there's long-lasting immunity from COVID survivors. They have something to celebrate, according to a new study. And people that got COVID, especially the ones early on, the immunities have stayed with them, and they still got them.
Yeah, and some of us kind of figured that out a while back, that's what would be the case, that the people that get it, they will develop immunities, and, you know, it's not something new. I mean, this has been done before when there have been flus or viruses going about, and you catch it, you develop an immunity, and you're stronger for it. And, you know, which lends credence to the fact that we did not need these massive lockdowns and all of that, which did nothing, in my opinion, but exacerbate the situation. So I'm glad they're letting this truth out, and I hope more people will get wind of it and govern themselves accordingly.
Now, there's been a lot of lawsuits against Donald Trump, and I can't be specific as to what the current one is against him, because I think there's more than one that's being done intentionally, plus the New York Attorney General thing, the criminal investigation, which apparently is going to be a six-month grand jury investigation from what we hear from the New York State Attorney General. But the president, former President Donald Trump, has asked a judge to throw out the Capitol riot lawsuit that's in there, and we'll see where all of that goes. Remember, you know, Eric Swalwell's in the middle of all this?
Yes. Well, see, that situation that happened January 6th was not caused by the president.
No.
We were there. I heard his speech, and he said nothing about it. He didn't tell anyone to go and do what happened. So that on itself should be enough to throw it out. But the reason why this AG has gone to Nutsville in New York and is just going after the guy 6 months, blah, 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 it's to soil his name in the minds of voters. Voters sometimes can be very wishy-washy and very ignorant in some cases. And if they hear a guy's name repeated over and over in a bad way, and they're hoping that that will soil his name and people won't want to vote for him if he decides to run again. I think that has more to do with the situation than anything wrong that the former president has done.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Now, there's a story coming out of Michigan. A journalist was on TV last night. I think he was on Tucker's show, if I remember right. But the journalist is claiming that Whitmer, Governor Whitmer, administration's nursing home death count could be 100% higher than previously reported. What's this all about?
Charlie LeDuc, a great, great, great journalist, and he tried to get some of the other major journalists in the area to work with him on this investigation. Nobody would take it up because most of the people in television journalism here in the metro area are very, very PC, leftist pigs, in my opinion. And he couldn't get any help, but so he struck out on his own. And I have said privately to people myself in conversation, I've then thought that the numbers were much higher than being reported, and I'm glad he's digging and he's finding out that could be the case, because this woman needs to really get her comeuppance. She really does. She not only that situation, but she once again, I'm sure you heard about, just recently was at a restaurant and everyone was gathered close together, about 12 of her best friends, and nothing wrong with that, but she told the rest of us, hey, if you go out, you've got to sit 6 feet apart, your tables have to be 6 feet apart, blah, 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 and yet she goes, and everyone's close together, chummed up and everything, which, like I said, is okay, because those restrictions were overbearing anyway and were of no use, did not help the situation. So she proved that her own laws were bull capitalists with a hit. But she's a hypocrite, and she's going to get in big trouble for that nursing home situation as well.
All right. First of all, I want to say good morning to Beth. I see what you're saying there, Beth. Thank you very much, and we'll see what we can do. And secondly, we've got Mel from Saratoga Springs on the line. Okay, Mel, what is your question for Ron Edwards?
Well, I just like to follow up what Ron was just saying about, the election, if President Trump were to run again, that they're going to try to soil his name. But the fact of the matter is, you got the usual libtards that wouldn't vote for President Trump if he were to give them a free ride to heaven for their sins. But the fact of the matter is, there's Democrats who know that they're being punished also from what this regime is doing to both sides of the aisle, what they're doing to the Republican side of the aisle. But
He's only got a minute left to answer whatever it is you're trying to ask.
Well, no, I was just saying that the president, he's still got 80 million conservatives.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. And we'll get into that because there was a poll that did come out, a Quinnipiac poll, that showed that 85% of the Republicans support him running again, 66% overall support him running, while 66% of the Democrats say, oh, no, we don't want him again.
Yeah, well, Democrats are Democrats. They want socialists. They want socialism. They want America to go to hell in a handbasket. But they're going to be defeated in that idea. If Trump wants to come back, I think he would be reelected, hands down. Joe Biden administration is making it easy for him with what they're doing to our economy, our military,
destroying our country,
such and such. Yeah, absolutely. He wants to turn into a second-tier nation, as I just mentioned in my own commentary. So it's the Biden administration is going to make it real easy for Trump to come back if that's what he wants to do.
Mm. All right. Well, we'll have to be watching this all very closely, because one of the other things is a liberal university assistant dean defended the critical race theory, saying that all white people are racist. Yes. That actually came from Brandeis University.
Yeah. I was kind of shocked when I saw Brandeis. Well, that female is nuts and out of her mind. And that's putting it mildly. All white people are racist. If America was a racist nation, you would not see successful people from all walks of life on the level that you do in this country.
Nope, and we got to run, and I look forward to playing your commentary on Saturday, and we'll talk to you somewhere along the line.
Absolutely. Take care. Godspeed.
Ron Edwards, everybody, from the Edwards Notebook, and I'll be right back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Got a couple questions already. If you got any more for him, just shoot it over to us. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The trade envoys from the U.S. and China had their first conversation Thursday since President Biden took office. In a statement, U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai said that she and Chinese Vice Premier Liu discussed the Biden administration's worker-centered trade policy and an ongoing review of the U.S.-China trade relationship. Both sides said they looked forward to future discussions. And a new poll shows that a majority of Americans agree with the moves that several states have made in ending enhanced federal unemployment benefits. At least 23 states have announced they would opt out of the federal program that provided an extra $300 in weekly unemployment benefits. A Quinnipiac poll released Wednesday showed that 54% of Americans believe that ending the extra payments is the right move, with 38% saying it's the wrong thing to do. State officials who have moved to end the benefits argue that the extra payments have contributed to labor shortages. You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, and don't forget, it's going to be a busy week for me, busy weekend too for that matter. Because we start out,
when it comes to gun shows, selection is what matters. Two Guys Gun Shows are my preferred gun shows with a variety of new and used guns. This Saturday and Sunday at the Largo Event Center, you can browse over 150 tables. Shop the most modern and up-to-date guns and tactical equipment. Since the show is in Pinellas County, you can save on sales tax and you can pick up your purchase in 3 days instead of waiting up to 8. The show is located at the Largo Event Center, just west of 19 on 126th Avenue. I'll be there in person this Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. For times and locations, check out the website, twoguysshows.com, and tell them the Captain.
And I hope you get a chance to be able to make it to the gun show on Saturday. And, of course, in studio right now from National Aviation Academy, we have Bo Browning. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Oh, wait a minute. Wrong mic. Let's see here. All right. Try that one.
Good morning.
All right. Not quite working here. All right. Hang on a minute. I got to do something different. Let me turn that up. Turn that on. Okay. All right, go for it.
Technologies.
Yeah, well, you get the right button, you know what I mean?
Hey, you know, so sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, now, here's the deal. And, of course, the button I hit, I didn't hit the level up high enough. But anyway, because you've got one of those voices, and I guess I turned it down for some reason. But anyway, you're okay now. Okay, so all that being said, Memorial Day means a lot of things to a lot of people. All of us know somebody that didn't come back. I got 3 guys, POW, MIA, still to this day have no idea what happened to them. How about yourself?
Yeah, I absolutely. You know, a majority of us has spent time in the military. We know somebody. We've had friends that, you know, got killed, you know, in all different forms and fashions. You know, and over at National Aviation Academy, we have a huge population of veterans, a lot of veterans, obviously, that came back from Iraq, Afghanistan, things like that. You know, multiple people injured, wounded, and, you know, some of them did not make it back home. They gave the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is that just like the fire service, the only other thing that I can explain that has the camaraderie we have besides the police department is the fire service and even to a certain extent the emergency medical services, because it's a family. We're all together. We all do things as a group, as a unit. We're cohesive. The time we spend together is special. And people need to understand that this is not for the people that are alive. It's fine to say thank you for your service when you see the veterans this weekend. But just remember the ones that didn't come back. And this is the time, Mom and Dad, if you got the kids, take them to a military cemetery and show them those graves.
Sure. You know, a lot of people, you know, gave their lives to make the United States what it is today. And you know, it is a great country. And, you know, it's a time to look back and remember all those individuals. And, you know, especially our location up in Concord, Massachusetts, right?
Yeah.
We're right there in the middle of all the history of the United States. It's really something to see. If you want to go up there and see where the country was founded, the country began, you know, and what happened, and see that history firsthand, you know, National Aviation Academy is right in the middle of it up there in Concord, Lexington area.
Is the Constitution back in service up there?
Say again?
The USS Constitution in the harbor?
That I do not know.
Because they took it out of service for a while to be,
yeah. To get it refurbished, do some work on it. I'm not aware if it's back in service or not.
Oh.
But you know, everything's up there. They got all the Minuteman trails, all that stuff. So it's a great thing to see
Bunker
if you've never
Hill.
Seen it before. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, there's a campus up there, Concord, Massachusetts, that is what Bo was talking about. We also have the one here in Clearwater. And you go back and forth between the two. Now, my question comes from someone in Nebraska, my first question, and that is, I'm a veteran. I have no idea. I love mechanics. I work on my car all the time. I'm not by any means a mechanic certified, but I suppose people can learn how to work on an aircraft. What's involved? How long is the class? And since I'm in Nebraska, the guy's in Fairmont, Nebraska. He says, since I'm in Nebraska, I would assume Florida would be the place I'd want to come to.
Sure. You know, at National Aviation Academy, but both of our campuses in Concord, Mass, and down here in Clearwater, Florida, you know, we have the 14-month, 2,000-hour program. That's going to get you to meet all the prerequisites to be able to take your Federal Aviation Administration test, as long as you get through the program successfully. So as far as, you know, learning how to work on aircraft, as long as you have some mechanical ability, and really as long as you're interested. If you're interested in learning something new, you know, and you want to work hard, National Aviation Academy can help you begin a new career or continue on in the aviation career. So, you know, check it out. And, you know, if you work on things, you know, you have an interest in aircraft, it is a great career path, and there is an opportunity for you.
Okay, and that was Len, by the way. Was that person's name Len? I did have a caller a little bit early on wanted me to ask you again about women. Is this a job that a petite woman can do? I think she was telling me that she was like maybe 100 pounds soaking wet.
Sure. Absolutely. You know, a petite woman, a small man. You know, I've worked with aircraft mechanics, men and women. You know, we all come in various sizes and shapes. So, you know, as long as you have a good hard work ethic, you know, there is a way to get the job done. So, you know, don't let, like I've said before, don't let your stature deter you from working on an aircraft. You know, everybody in this country, I'm a firm believer, if somebody wants to do something, you have the ability, you have the opportunity in this country to do anything you want to do.
Now, the best part about this is becoming an aviation maintenance specialist, being certified to do that, an aviation maintenance tech, is a career that can last a lifetime, because when you get certified, you can go to work basically anywhere in the world.
Sure, absolutely. You know, my particular personal experience in aviation, I have literally never been unemployed in the aviation maintenance field as long as I wanted to go to work. You know, there's always been a job available for me. I've never been unemployed. You know, I worked for some companies that obviously have some hiccups over the years. And my next job was you know, right around the corner. So there's always something to do. There's always somebody hiring. Air travel is booming right now. I think there was a report that just came out that said we're almost back to pre-pandemic levels.
Oh, the flights are almost travel. Back to normal over here, yeah.
You know, the so everybody out there, the aviation industry is just like every other industry right now in this country. We cannot find enough people to fill those spots. You know, there are openings everywhere. If you're interested in aircraft, if you're looking for a lifelong skill set that you can utilize, you know, aviation maintenance, getting your airframe and power plant ratings is a foot in the door. It's going to open a door for you to set yourself up, you know, for your future.
Now, the other thing is I was over by the Clearwater Airport the other day, and I looked over there at the hangar where they usually have the Allegiant airliners where they're working on the Allegiants. They had a couple of Allegiants outdoor of the hangar, and inside they had two Southwest planes. So I guess whatever that shop is over there works on anybody that needs to be worked on.
Oh, over at Tampa International?
No, Clearwater.
Over at Clearwater?
On the Coast Guard side.
Mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe Southwest is looking again to expand out. Maybe they need to park some airplanes over there. I'm really not familiar with
these
with
were
what
nosing
exactly
in
going
the
over.
Hangar with the tail sticking out.
You know, absolutely. You know, a possibility that they were getting some maintenance done over there. There's numerous things going on right now in aviation, but the industry itself is doing fantastic. You know, we're about ready to have a in-person career fair on July 15th. You know, so our active students, our alumni students, you know, we're going to have our first in-person career fair here in Clearwater.
Are you going to be outside?
We're going to be inside.
Oh,
we're going to
okay.
be inside. You know, we've got employers that are willing to come. They want to come. Everybody wants to get back to business as normal. And this career fair, in-person career fair, is a first step to get things back to what they were before the COVID pandemic. So we can't wait. You know, those of you, like I said, alumni, active students, make sure you watch the website. There'll be more and more information posted about it as we have employers sign up. Obviously, we'll update that list. But we're looking forward to be a really nice, a really big event.
And which is this first one? When is it going to be?
It's going to be July 15th.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to stay up on that, and you'll have to let us know so we can talk to some people about it. All right. I know Alan Nebraska was talking about this at one time when he retires from where he's at, and he asked about age, and we'll get into that in a minute when we come back. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. Bo and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch here. This is the number to call if you want to ask anything, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, from America's Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860,
The Answer. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. By the way, the website is naa.edu. The phone number, 800-659-2080. And we always ask you to call them up and take the tour at either Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Right, Bo?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Now, Alan, Nebraska has asked this question before, and it just came up again. How old is too old to take this program?
How old's too old? I guess that depends on the individual, right? I personally, when I was in the classroom as an instructor, you know, I had a gentleman that was probably 60, 65, in my class. You know, it really depends on what you're trying to get out of it. You know, his individual case was, you know, he owned his own airplane. He was retired. He was looking for something to do. He wanted to, you know, do maintenance on his own airplane. He wanted to piddle around the airfield that he lived on. So, you know, it was a good thing for him. But age is up to the individual. I really don't think that age is a deterrent, depending on how you feel. You know, there are some 60, 65, 70-year-olds that are, you know, still young at heart, and they're out there working, they're out there getting around. So, you know, if you're interested in it, look into it. But we do have individuals that, you know, for example, retired from the military, so they're 40, you know, mid-40s. We have individuals that retired out of other industries that are in their 40s, you know, early 50s. So, you know, we do see students from all age groups, all demographics at National Aviation Academy.
Okay, because I do know that I ran into a guy the first time I walked in the building. He was on his way overseas, and he was 60-some-odd years of age and looking forward to his first job. He'd gone to work for, and you and I talked about this. He sure. talked about he had been given a job by a military contract and was going overseas.
Sure, absolutely. You know, and there are a lot of individuals out there with aviation experience, you know, just for whatever reason they may not have went and got their airframe or their power plant rating, and they come back to school to finish that up. So, you know, there's all different scenarios. Like I said, you know, the demographic at National Aviation Academy, you know, spans all the different categories.
Mm. Okay. Now, folks, we are talking to Bo Browning, and I do have a question here. Let's see. Let me get over here to what this is. Okay, this is coming from Gordon. And Gordon is asking, let's see here. Gordon is asking about the, oh, financing. He says, I'm not in the military. How do I get financed?
So National Aviation Academy has financial aid. So we accept all different forms. Obviously, we accept cash money, but we do have access to federal student aid, private lenders. Obviously, if you're a veteran, and there's all sorts of different types of scholarships and stuff out there. So when you contact National Aviation Academy, you speak to an admissions rep. They're going to get you in front of a financial aid representative, and that financial aid representative is going to help talk you through the financial aid process and what are all the different financing options that may be available to you depending on your individual situation. So, you know, contact National Aviation Academy. We have somebody there that can assist you and help you navigate through that financial aid process.
Now, can you fly an airplane on solar power yet?
Not that I'm aware of. I know they're working on it.
Can you fly an airplane on wind power yet?
Well, there's gliders out there currently right now.
Yeah, but somebody's got to tow them up in the air.
No.
Okay, because there's a movement afoot, and you won't believe this, but there is a movement afoot to go solar with aircraft. How on earth could you do that?
How could
you produce enough electricity for the power it takes to get the plane off the ground?
I know they're looking into the solar-powered airplanes. Obviously, the hydrogen power, the battery powered drones, that technology is already being worked on,
mm-hmm.
you know, by many, many different companies, but there has been talk about the solar stuff. You know, green energy, right? You know, there's a lot of money being invested in green energy right now.
Yeah.
Does it work? I guess we'll see, you know, but I absolutely know that, you know, the hydrogen power drones, the electric power, all that stuff there are a lot of companies looking into that, trying to make that work.
But the problem with green energy is you might wind up like AOC with PTSD.
Maybe.
Oh, God, there's another horse of a different color. All right, well, folks, again, the best thing to do is to check out the website first. It's naa.edu, naa.edu. And take a look at all that they have to offer. And once you do that, then understand one thing. You got to take the tour after that. You got to either go to the campus in Concord, Massachusetts, or the one down here, Clearwater, Florida, Tampa Bay area. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. Matter of fact, you can meet Bo if you want to, if you can get that set up. And there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, visit the website, come and visit one of our locations. You know, if you come into the Tampa Bay location, you know, I'm usually there. You know, my day starts fairly early, and
it's fairly late at night. But you could be up in Massachusetts, too.
I could possibly be up in Massachusetts also. That is correct. But National Aviation Academy is a great opportunity for somebody that's looking to begin or continue on in a career. We're going to do all we can do to make sure that our students are successful. All we ask, you come there with a good good work ethic, willing to put in the time and dedicate 14, 21 months of your life to receiving credentials, passing the test, and moving on into a new career.
Okay, well, Bo, thanks a lot for coming in. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, and again, another very interesting segment, and you answered a lot of people's questions, I'm sure.
Well, thank you.
All right, folks, and I got to remind you here, coming up on Saturday, I'm going to be over at the Two Guys Gun Show in Largo. Here's more about them right now.
When it comes to gun shows, selection is what matters. Two Guys Gun Shows are my preferred gun shows with a variety of new and used guns. This Saturday and Sunday at the Largo Event Center, you can browse over 150 tables, shop the most modern and up-to-date guns and tactical equipment. Since the show is in Pinellas County, you can save on sales tax and you can pick up your purchase in 3 days instead of waiting up to 8. The show is located at the Largo Event Center, just west of 19 on 126th Avenue. I'll be there in person this Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. For times and locations, check out the website, TwoGuysShows.com, and tell them the captain said.
All right, I'm looking forward to being over there, too, because that's always a lot of fun. And, of course, the Largo Event Center is the old Minreg Hall. For those of you who are going, where's that at? That's a different name. It's the old Minreg Hall. Guy Lamacos took that over, and they've made some changes there. You're going to like what's there, so check it out. Now, the other thing is, come Monday, I'm going to be at Moss Nissan up in Newport Richey at the corner of 19 and 54. Look for the great big American flag up there and bring your appetite with you and bring your family. Veterans and active duty military are particularly welcome to come there and enjoy the tailgate party that we're having up there, because we're going to have games including cornhole, tiki toss, giant Zynga, yard pong. The folks from Tailgate Pro Entertainment are going to be there. It's going to be fun. They got a great big giant screen TV where people can sit down and watch and see whatever the game is that's going on, because we'll have sports, whatever the sports might happen to be. There'll be plenty of free food and drinks there, too, for everybody. You come up there and grab yourself some free food, and away you go. And look me up while you're there at the event. I'll be right there close by the food, believe me. You can stop by, and I'll have something for you to make your deal at Moss Nissan, especially sweet. It's a $500 gift certificate or a discount certificate, rather, for your car that you might buy. $500 off the vehicle right there, handed right to you by yours truly. And remember, Tailgate Pro Entertainment for your next corporate or private tailgate party. And I'll see you this Monday, Memorial Day. I'll be there from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Moss Nissan, 19 and 54, Newport Richey. All righty. We're coming back tonight, Friday morning, on the agenda. A lot of stuff going on. Memorial Day weekend is a busy weekend. Don't forget to check out MyPillow either. Use the product code CAPTAIN. Save a bunch of money there. All right. Have yourself a great day. Remember, it's all about we the people. God bless America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173.
800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.